Hi, I'm Christine, one of the writers behind this audio guide. And this sculpture was so mysterious, I just had to talk to the artist about it. Turns out, Daisy Youngblood lives and works in a remote part of Costa Rica.
Uh-oh.
Your call cannot be completed at this time in the country you are calling. Please try your call later.
After a few attempts, I finally got through.
Oh, there we go. It's ringing now.
Hello?
Daisy?
Hi.
Hi.
Christine.
How are you?
I wanted to know everything.
Thanks so much for having us. I really
appreciate it. She told me this sculpture started with a walk through the woods.
I'm on the side of a mountain. It's overgrown now with trees. There's a big river running through. It was after a flood, and the riverbank had torn up small trees. And so this one tree that I dragged in from the river had the rock still in it from that had grown around. I don't have a plan. I don't preconceive the piece. The intention is to follow the energies that are waking up and see where they lead me. I'm working with it for over a year, with nothing clicking, until one night I had a dream of Anubis coming out of the woods and looking at me, then going back in.
Anubis is an Egyptian god associated with the afterlife. I looked it up. Daisy told me he's always pictured with the head of a dog.
So not until I'd had the dream did I understand the rock that had been in the root of the tree as being the energy of our first chakra.
Daisy says that taking time, sometimes a really long time, helps her cook the work down to its essence.
It's a process of discarding what doesn't resonate in a very deep way. The piece in the end is a very concentrated essence of gesture, of feeling. So it's a very meditative process of the life and the work. I have to be very isolated, just river and woods and not much interference.
Thank you, Daisy. It was great to talk with you. Bye.
Bye-bye.